You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024, and I am MP Holmes. Community members gathered in Waterloo Park on Saturday, April 20th, to celebrate Earth Day and to raise money for the installation of interactive musical instruments in the park. Organized by the Friends of Waterloo Park, this event brought together volunteers who gathered to clean up the park, recycle e-waste, and provide education on sharing and repairing consumer goods. Laura Stevenson, an organizer of the event and a member of the Friends of Waterloo Park, shared insights into how the group is collecting e-waste to raise funds for the Tune Up the Playground project.
Today on Earth Day, we're offering a park cleanup. We're doing an e-waste recycling event. The e-waste is going to be recycled, and the proceeds for the e-waste are going towards our Tune Up the Playground fundraising project. We're looking at installing musical instruments, like interactive musical instruments that will be installed on the frontage of Father David Bauer.
In addition to e-waste recycling, the Earth Day celebration featured a range of activities aimed at promoting environmental conservation and resource sharing in the community.
We also have today a sunflower planting activity. We have four Repair KW that are doing some triage on electrical items, looking to see if that we can divert them from being recycled and find a new life for them if we're able to fix them. Then we also have the KW Library of Things that are talking about the sharing economy and the services they offer in terms of being able to lend equipment so people can do little DIY projects at home.
By including activities such as sunflower planting and featuring groups such as the KW Library of Things, the event aimed to increase awareness of the different groups that are working to increase sustainability within the community. Here, Amy Bishop England of the KW Library of Things describes the impact of resource sharing in promoting environmental conservation and community cohesion.
One big initiative that we have currently is to be getting out into the community more, because if people don't know about us, they can't necessarily access these great resources. And because this innately is a very community-oriented concept, we are supporting our neighbors. We want to be a part of this. So it's really cool to see everyone out here and to be asking these questions and learning about things. In terms of connecting it to Earth Day, the Library of Things is really all about the sharing economy and how you have a vacuum cleaner and not 20 people in a radius doesn't need a vacuum cleaner. Like, you can share those things, and it's going to not only connect each other, it's also going to keep that out of the landfill. It's going to, we don't need to have as much consumerism going on. So that's a big part of it.
In addition to raising proceeds for the musical installation, volunteers picked up trash throughout the park. Here, one of the volunteers shared their motivations for participating in the event.
We just felt like we owed it to the community to go around and pick up garbage. We spent a lot of time in Waterloo Park, so might as well spend some of our free time picking up garbage.
Was there a lot of garbage?
Yes, there was actually a lot of cigarette butts that we spent like most of our time digging out. Around like the pavilion, they're just like stuck in between every single crevice of like wood. There's a million of them.
Other volunteers explained why they are giving away sunflower seeds and little pots of soil.
We take so much from the land that we're standing on. It's also good to give back in the form of whether it be like taking time to reconnect or do things that would actually kind of inspire that kind of action within the community to give back. So yeah. Planting is one of them.
The amount raised for the Tune Up the Playground project by the e-waste collection was still unknown at the time of broadcast, but the group's goal is $7,500. More information about the group and information about online donations can be found at the Friends of Waterloo Park Facebook or Instagram pages. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.